Yes.
Hi, is this Sia?
No, this is Amam. Who am I speaking to?
Calling from Family First. I see that you spoke to my colleague Jasmine not too long ago. I'm
Yes,
just following up.
I was calling Jasmine. I was calling the lady because she was supposed to be sending me an application. Jasmine asked me to call her to send me an application because I will be her care person so we can get the ball started. Rolling, however you say it. Yes.
Okay, so before we do that, I just want to make sure that there's gonna, your daughter Sia is gonna be approved. So we're not gonna be holding there yet. I'm just
Okay,
looking
so
here.
let me finish. Okay, I need to let me finish. She was turned down about 6 months. I think it's more than a year, 6 months to a year ago. I never knew it was an appeal. The doctor had already approved her and asked for it. But my daughter back then, she was more, how can I say it? She wasn't as bad. She was in a car accident. She got rods and nails and screws put in her legs and everything. And then she has suffered a very hard mental thing where she's wandering off. The cops had to find her. It's really, really bad now. So when the pill, I didn't know that it was a pill. So now when we get the appeal papers, we're going to take it back. It's two doctors now that's saying that she definitely needs it. So we know she's going to get needed. And she asked me to call you because really want to get my application in. So
Okay, so this service that you're
yeah,
calling
take
about is called the waiver program. In order to get onto the waiver program, there's a process and a procedure on how to do that. Now, as your enrollment coordinator, my job is to walk you through that process. Right now, we can't. I want to first work with Sia and see how where she's going to be holding in the
okay, that'll
process.
be fine. So when I get that information, I'll make sure you get it.
What information?
Can you hold 1 second? Oh, God, and I don't know how to make this thing hold on. Who is calling now? Okay, so you're saying that you need papers from the doctor, from a
No,
doctor.
I didn't say that
Okay,
at all.
what the?
I'm saying that there's a process to in order to get onto the program, and I'm going to be walking you through that process. Right now, we're not working with her caregiver. We're not working with you right now. Our primary focus is going to be on Sia to make sure that she's going to be approved for the waiver. As soon as we see that she's going to be approved, that authorization is coming, I'm going to be more than happy to send you an application, and you could start with your enrollment.
Appreciate that. That'll be great. Okay then.
Okay.
Thank you,
So,
y'all.
okay, right now, I just want to start the process by call. I need you to call in, or I can call in with Sia. She needs to call into the independent enrollment broker, and what needs to be requested is a assessment. Now, it could be that they have previous history from with you guys. That's fine. Our primary goal right now is to get an assessment because what that does is opens up the case for us. Okay?
Great, great, wonderful. I'll make sure you get that.
Okay, let me give you, if you
My
can take it,
God.
I have a number for you to call.
I'm driving right now, so I'll call you and what is your name? I'm gonna lock this number in and I'll
Yeah,
make sure that I can call you.
my name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First, and my extension is 119.
Okay, thank you. I'll get with you in the morning.
All righty, then. We'll be in touch then.
Goodbye.